How do we satisfy sugar cravings and still eat our cake too? I'm grateful today that for the first time, maybe ever, I'm able to enjoy things like a birthday cake, like one Oreo, appreciate them, and yet also eat them in great moderation, where most of my sugar cravings are fulfilled in a healthy way with fruit. How do we accomplish this? First, the key step for me has been to remove any mind-altering substances. What mind-altering substances do is sabotage my daily discipline. And when my daily discipline is sabotaged, then all bets are off. My behavior goes unquestioned. I snowball into doing dumber and dumber things. Or I just accept halfway. I accept that I'm obese on the BMI chart at the gym. I used to weigh 70 more pounds than I do now. I used to eat a bunch of Oreos at once, and I almost never could just have one Oreo. I often would have 6-8 Oreos at once, then have a popsicle, then if there was cake, I'd just sweets and on and on. So for me, the key is my main mind-altering substance was alcohol. So for me, it takes never even having one drink, because after one drink, sometimes, often, almost always, turns into more. And then from there, there's bad decisions made. Like one night when I eat almost a whole box of Oreos, then try and throw up. Or I just eat in such a sloppy, gross way that it ruins my consistency and my discipline. The next day when I wake up, I'm like, well, I ate so bad yesterday, I'm gonna try really hard today. And then I try so hard that I don't enjoy myself. I get this resentment like I'm not having cake because I had so much yesterday and everyone else enjoying life around me and I can't because I'm a bad boy. And then the flip happens. Screw it all, I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna eat all the Oreos, eat all the cake, throw down a bunch of candy too, let's go. And when you have that up and down wave, it's really hard to not cave whenever a little craving comes along. I'm grateful now that I am immune to walking around and suddenly making bad decisions in food. Mostly immune. Whereas before, it seemed like I always ended up eating 2 or 3 donuts, even though I swore I wasn't going to have any sweets. Or I'd end up having all of a cupcake and saying that's enough for the day. Then, well, I just might as well have a popsicle going, well, there's some Oreos here too. And all that to me is a product of not having full control of my mental faculties all the time. And when I use substances of any kind, even if it is prescribed, when I use any kind of substance to alter my mind, it alters my decision making. I make bad decisions. It's harder whenever I'm not on whatever mind altering substance to then make good decisions the rest of the time. There's simply this overcorrection and under discipline. So that to me is the first step. What I do for that, I go to Alcoholics Anonymous on a daily basis because for me, I liked drinking so much and I didn't know what to do without it. I've tried a lot, was not able to stop on my own. And I hear a lot at AA meetings how people struggle with sugar cravings, which has motivated me to make this video because thankfully I've been restored to sanity when it comes to sugar cravings. In fact, I'll show you right now, once you've got the... For me, the insanity, the mind-altering substances is a big one that can make it really hard, or even altered states that can happen normally. Tired, it's easy to make bad decisions when you're tired. I generally don't eat at night either, because guess what? You get tired, you're trying to push through, all of a sudden a donut, oh, this will help me get some energy. I just take that out. We're not eating stuff at night. If you get tired at night, you take your butt to bed. Go to sleep, you can eat when you wake up. That helps me get good, consistent sleep. And with good, consistent sleep and no mind-altering substances, it's relatively easy to make good decisions on a daily basis as long as I also have a refrigerator stocked with fruit. Because fruit is the best way to satisfy a sugar craving, and you can only eat so much of other sweets without getting physically sick when you also have your daily portion of fruit. It's actually super easy to satisfy sugar cravings with fruit. Here's an orange I've got right here. Here's an apple. I've got right here. Here's a thing of bananas. I've got right here. And here's a cake I also just made and was enjoying yesterday, as well as some today. Now, I also, in my fridge, when you go over here and take a look in my fridge, you can see I've got a big thing of grapes that are ready to go in here. I've got a bunch of strawberries right here, ready to go. I've got, what do we got in the back here? I've got blackberries ready to go. I've got, actually those should be washed, but I've got blueberries back here, and I've got raspberries. Now, I'm having a craving right now for some sugar. Give me some sugar! So look, it's super easy to satisfy sugar cravings. It's not, there's nothing wrong with you because you have sugar cravings. Your body wants sugar. It's a good and healthy part. So what I do, I literally, look at that. I wash the blackberries up. I wash off some blackberries. Oh my God. Dude, those are so good. Oh, man. Ooh, look. Sugar craving satisfied. I wanted some sugar. Oh, my God. Those have so much flavor. The secret is so simple. Now, here's what I do. So, I got this cake. Now, I love cake. I love cake. I'm not going to stop eating cake. But here's what happens. First, I've what else? I think we got. Look, I got this too. So you see, I know about wanting candy and wanting cake and in liking sugar, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now here's what I do. Most of my sugar cravings get satisfied with fruit. Most of the time. And in the case I do want to have some cake, I also eat some fruit because when I eat some fruit with the cake, I don't eat as much cake. I mean, this is super simple stuff. It is really effective. When I have some blackberries over here, I'm not even gonna wash these. I'm gonna take these straight out of the package. Look, I want some sugar. Give me some sugar. I am your neighbor. Look, I just had some blackberries. I'm eating them right now. It's so good. Look, I'm gonna get some grapes out of here. I already got my grapes all washed up and everything. I want a little bit of sugar. And I'm gonna go reach in. Look, I got a handful of grapes right now. Eat those too. Now, these are very few calories. This doesn't use that many calories up in order to have these grapes. And yet, they're really filling. Whereas, let me give you a comparison. I'm gonna eat these too. Look, now if I use this cake, this entire cake, that almost half a cake, I could easily, back in my old days, I did eat stuff like a half cake at once. But you see, if I have an apple, and I have some of that cake, I'm going to eat less of the cake. And ironically, when you put the fruit and the cake frosting side to side, look, I don't even want any more. I had some of the cake this morning. I already had some cake this morning. And there's an awesome thing that happens. When you eat fruit to satisfy your sugar cravings, you get enough of sweets. Look, can you believe, I ate that fruit. Now look at this. I've got an Oreo, the most stuff sitting here. I've been waiting all my life for something like this. An Oreo with the most stuff. I don't even want that right now. This cake is really good. The frosting is really good on it. It's so good. I don't even want it right now. I've had enough of it today. But I do want some more fruit because, my God, the fruit is so good. Now, I had a weird issue to deal with when it came to eating fruit. I had a weird issue where I didn't want the fruit to expire. I had this weird thing about throwing fruit out. Like, oh my God, I might buy a pack of oranges, I might throw something out. And that rationalization, I minimize the amount of fruit I bought. But then I'd get a sugar craving at home. So what I'd do if there was something like, I want that cake, 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 I'd sit there and grab the cake
and then eat up way too much of it, then I'd feel bad about what I did. And that's just dumb. Now, if you want to do that, go for it. I'm showing you how you can enjoy. I love eating fruit. Fruit is very filling. It has low calories. It has natural sugar in it, which means the way my body processes these grapes I'm throwing down my pie hole is different than how it processes this sugar from the cake. All sugars are not created equal. When I eat the whole fruit, I get a really good effect out of it. I get a ton of energy. I live for that energy. Dun, 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 dun. I get really good energy out of it. In fact, before almost all my videos, I almost always have some fruit. I got a friend, he actually does fruitarian. That's like the only thing he eats is fruit. And I'm like, dude, carrots. He's like, carrots are bad for you. I'm like, kale. Oh, I'm like, you gotta eat some vegetables too. But about 25% of a whole plant food diet, and according to the government recommendations in the USA, about 25% of a healthy diet should be fruit. Fruit, grapes. And if you've made it this far in, you're like, Jerry, I don't like fruit. BS. BS. Everyone likes some kind of fruit. Just try out all kinds of different fruit. See what you like. And maybe here's a tip. Try to close your eyes and actually taste it. What I find is fruit actually has a lot more flavor than this cake. When you put a strawberry or an orange or a banana, you put them up next to an Oreo, the fruit actually has a lot more flavor. But you gotta pay attention and taste it. Because what you'll do, if you're like me, you grab an Oreo, you're sitting there and your mind's thinking, oh, this is so good. Oh my God, I gotta have this. And then you're already thinking it's so good. You don't even hardly taste it. You're just thinking it's so good and mindlessly eating it and swallowing it and putting on the calories and then regretting yourself and wondering why you're fat and pretending like you're not fat even though the BMI thing says you're in the obese category. This is my real life. This is my real life. It was 5 years ago, I weighed 70, almost about 70 more pounds than I do now. It's like I have two children. It's like they took all my fat, but it doesn't work like that. But you know what I'm saying. Wow, that was a tangent. It's fine. Now look, here's the thing. When you actually taste it, fruit usually tastes much spectacular compared to something like a cake. Now, sure, I enjoy having a slice of cake. That's why I've probably had, out of this cake that's gone, I've probably had a quarter of it within the last 24 hours. And what's cool is I can sit next to this cake now, even though I haven't had any since breakfast. I literally had cake for breakfast. I literally took a spoon and went straight off it. I didn't even cut a piece. I went straight off it. What I find also is if I get into a sweet like a cake too much, I need to pray to stop. Like, God, please help me stop eating this cake right now because I'm just on autopilot. I'm like, I'm just eating this on autopilot. I don't even need any more of this. And what's awesome is I've actually gained the ability to eat Oreos in moderation, even though these are the most stuff. Like, I fantasize, like, I wish they'd make a bigger stuff. Or this is 110 calories. 110 calories for one Oreo. Wow. I can actually consistently have one Oreo now. And there's just, I feel so good. Like, I can do an Oreo in moderation. Now, there's things like alcohol. I don't mess with that at all. Based on a lot of bad experiences and good experiences with it, I don't even touch it. But fortunately, with sweets, I find I can have one Oreo. I can have one piece of cake. And what really makes it super duper pooper scooper easy is having, that's a thing I like to say my daughter, so, is having fruit. You get filled up from the fruit satisfies fully the sugar craving, and then you can have your cake and eat it too. Eat it with some fruit. And that's what I did this morning. I had some cake, I had some fruit, and I was full. Like, I can't even stand to eat anything else full. And I've got this awesome satisfaction now that I've had enough of this cake. I just can't stand to eat any more of the cake. Because when I combine all the sugar from the cake with all the sugar from the fruit, my body's like, good Lord, have a carrot or some kale or some hummus or some chips. Have something besides this sugary mess. But my body's like, you can have some more fruit if you want to, but no more of that cake. Lay off that cake, boy. That's enough cake for you. As a general rule, I also don't keep a bunch of sweets around. However, to me, the secret to satisfying and dealing with sugar cravings is not to use control. Control is kind of BS measures, like trying to manipulate yourself into not going there, because life will constantly mess with you. If you try and not have sweets in the house, guess what? Your friend will bring them over, your partner will bring them home, and then what are you doing? You're getting mad at someone else because they're messing with your own ability to manipulate yourself. I mean, are you grown or not? Can't you sit next to a cake? Can you sit next to this cake and just not have any more? That's being a grown-up. I mean, my daughter's 3 years old, and she has a certain amount of cake, and she doesn't want any more. She doesn't sit there and eat the whole thing. I've eaten a package of Oreos to the point where I wanted to throw up at and tried to make myself throw up afterward because I used to binge on sugars and about everything else. But today, I hope this is helpful for you because I've been thinking about this video for a long time. It is something that's made a big difference in my life. You could say a little difference that's big. When you can enjoy life, it's really nice. And I don't have to get weird about sugar now. I have enough sugar every day. The cool thing with enough is you don't want too much. That cake looks nasty right now. Like, I think I might get sick if I have some of that cake. Because I already had enough of it for today, and that's cool. But man, I want some more of these grapes. These are really good. So thank you for watching this. I hope this is helpful for you. I hope that you can go through your sugar cravings now, like me, with a little bit of dignity and grace. Now, sure, I had like a quarter of that cake within the last 24 hours, but that's enough. It's a special occasion. And most of the rest of the days, I don't have anything more than one Oreo or a little bit of honey with some dark chocolate. I have just enough every day to enjoy it without getting huge. And if you're trying to drop age excuse, you're like, Jerry, I watched this whole stupid thing, this whole dumb video. And you're, well, that's nice. You're 34. You're 34 and I'm whatever. And because of your age, you're thinking, well, that won't work. It's just your metabolism. No, it's not. I was 5 years younger and I looked 10 years older and I was 70 pounds bigger. How you eat is much, 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 much more important than how old you are. If you go around and eat a bunch of crap and you don't eat a bunch of good stuff, because that's a two-part thing. If you eat good stuff, it crowds out room to eat cake. You can only eat so much fruit and cake. It's just too much. You don't want it. So if you eat good stuff, you crowd out the room to eat all the other stuff. And then you can eat the other stuff in moderation. But don't give me that how old you are. It's not how old you are. At 70 years old, at 80, 90, 100, you can impact yourself with your diet. As long as you're breathing and you can watch this video, there is hope. So, all right, I'm just enjoying hearing myself talk. Man, if you were me, wouldn't you just talk all day? Be like, oh my God, I can just hear myself talk all day. I love you. Awesome. Thanks for watching this or listening to it on my podcast or reading it on my blog. I'll see you again.